Now that you are following the sound of from the various animals within the area, it can be said to be actually a setting of temper. As was pointed out in already, the laws of physics are set
Oh, like you want a clean edition. It's weird.
This is SD3. Obviously, the string of Node F45 is very flat to that of Node F33. This demonstration illustrates the fact that in order to have octaves that are in tune and that will sound pleasing to the ear, the intervals within that octave must be tuned imperfectly. In other words, instead of being tuned beatless or perfect, these intervals must have beats and are tuned imperfectly. The process of tempering these intervals so that they are tuned perfectly imperfectly is the process of tuning a piano. After the beginner feels satisfied that he has become familiar with the tuning of unisons and octaves, has an understanding of the fact that perfect intervals do not make perfect octaves, he can proceed to what is called the setting of the temperament. The octave temperament is that of F33. Since C52 has already been tuned, and C40 has been tuned to C5, we can proceed to tune the first interval within the temperament. Please keep in mind that the string of notes seems to be being approximately 8.33 in the method. Come faster from the third. Listen to the beat of this third. Although it is quite possible that this is satisfactory, besides what it will determine at this time, next interval, that of the major
six.
We will find out just how accurate this beat is. Next interval, that of the major
Thank you.
Thank you.
creation, three intervals, should now be. Listen, this is. Octaves can detect it well into the higher treble section in the whole space 17, and when the peak grades are